possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Look at that guy. Conditioning coach for sure. That's Deuce Gruden, right?
Wow. Pete Carroll with a takedown.
Dude, that was one of the funny things about joint practice the last couple of days was it's not just the Titans players and coaches that are here. It's their whole it's their whole crew.
Right.
And you know, strength and conditioning coaches are territorial.
Yes, they are.
This is our weight room.
Yes.
This is where we do our cold tub stuff. But then the Titans guys are there too. And there was a lot of testosterone and chests out walking around.
Yeah.
You can tell. And they obviously, it's an important job. Folks do great work and they go to school for it. I'm not trying to like belittle the job of that. But there's a lot of funny competitiveness between strength and conditioning coaches in the NFL.
Because
and you can see them coming from a mile away.
I tell you why. Because of joint practice. And I remember being in joint practice, like when we played, when we went against Tennessee, they had, like, it was always, it was like three buses would bring you over. And if you wanted to stay at the practice workout, it would be a later bus to take you and everything. And so you would go in their weight room and you would see their program and all that stuff like that. And so the other our strength coach is with us because we're working out. And he look at that. Hey, look at that crap right there.
Look at that soft ass program.
Look at that soft ass program.
What is that for the
literally
kickers?
Literally heard them say this, okay? Literally heard them.
Of course.
Literally heard our strength coach say this about their strength coach and their damn look at these ragged ass weights. Now, we went to Dallas. With the Dallas weight room.
Yeah, maybe not quite as much trash talk.
It's a little different story.
Yeah.
A little different story because that thing was nice. But but that's the only thing. Like, you don't get to use their tubs and everything. But they'll let you use the weight room and stuff like that. But you better not get in their, you better don't go in another team's cold tub. You're like, you go in the cold tub and it's a damn Tennessee Titan in the cold tub with Michael Penix. No, they don't have it. No, you can use the weight room. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, you can
that's
use the
good.
Weight room.
Yeah,
you can use the weight room.
That's a funny a funny rule that you don't know about unless you know about it. That's really great.
Uh-uh.
Mike Johnson was telling me a story yesterday. I don't know if he told it on the air or not, but I'm sure it's fine to relay it, about when they had joint practice with the Patriots and Brady was there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I guess he just got the weight room to himself.
Oh, really?
For some period of time. And then, like, the Falcons linemen found out about it, and they were like, come on. Like, we know he's Tom Brady,
but
let's not just bow down to the guy entirely in our house. And they put a stop to it, I guess.
Oh, yeah. There's no freaking
way. It was a very funny
story. It had to be a lineman. I just told you, I saw a picture because of joint practice. They're having the Browns and the Eagles, and they showed a great picture of, like, the Eagles linemen and the lineman for the Browns. It's a cooler full of beer, and you just got fat guys sitting out there drinking Miller Lite.
That's awesome.
What's better than that right there?
Nothing, man.
Freaking awesome.
Just like, all right, like, swords down.
I'm just telling
swords you. Swords down for a minute.
My first experience with that bunk, I'll never forget. We were playing the Titans. I was in Miami playing the Titans, and we go in the locker room after the game, and there's this big-ass keg. And everybody was just drinking beer after the game. I was like, this is
great.
So damn cool. I don't know why I thought it was going, but that's also when I found out, like, that Priest can drink. Had no clue.
Priest Holmes?
No, Priest.
Oh, Priest.
Yeah, we had a team. It's,
got
team
it.
Chat. We
My
had
bad.
Priest. And Father Leo.
I was in football mode. I was like, tell me about Priest Holmes drinking.
Father Leo was in line to get the damn brew. I was like, hold on.
Yeah, I think it's different rules for different denominations.
I was like, you can drink Father Leo? Yeah. I like a cold drink. now and then.
Right.
After he goes for a second one.
Okay. I was going to say, and a lot of times that probably is what it is. Like, those are the type of people that can have one a month.
Did not know.
You know? And then they're good. And then there's others of us who can't do it like that. Hey, this Friday, and I believe that's tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday. At McDonald's on Evans Mill Road in Lithonia. Join us for a special broadcast of the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll be getting you ready for the start of the weekend while enjoying a great McDonald's breakfast. That's the morning shift, Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. at McDonald's on Evans Mill Road in Lithonia.
Squid Billy going to be in Lithonia.
92.9 The Game. I believe you will.
That's a long hump from up
there. I believe you will.
That's a long hump from up there.
What's your order at McDonald's for breakfast?
Because we do, again, on the weekend, we'll do McDonald's probably every Saturday. When I'm while I'm up, I just go get it.
The breakfast is very good.
While everybody's asleep, I go get it. I get the sausage, egg and cheese and McMuffin. I get that. She likes that also. Hash browns with extra hash browns, two coffees, and two orders of hotcakes.
Oh, okay.
Depending on who's at the house.
But yeah, I mean, but nothing specific.
Yeah, depending who's at the house. That's what I get. And you know me, I don't like breakfast. I mean, I don't know why. I don't like it. I just don't. If I eat too early, I feel weird. Because like we do this new thing. We have me and her have breakfast on Sunday morning. And I just have coffee. You go ahead, you eat. I'll just have coffee. Because every time I eat breakfast, and it's always Waffle House, I like late night Waffle House. I don't like breakfast Waffle House.
Interesting.
I'm sorry. I'm a night Waffle House guy.
Huh.
Like, I like to be in there with Shirley.
I like the sausage biscuit with egg.
Yes.
You get the hash brown.
Mm-hmm.
Then you bite the hash brown into a circle that's shaped like the egg.
You put it on there.
And then you put it on there.
Nice.
And then you have a hash brown on your biscuit.
Nice. I like it.
That's the way that I do it.
I like it.
All right. What else did we need to tell you about? We'll get back into some NFL stuff in about 15 minutes. NFL No Huddle. I know there's some rumors going around. The Falcons may be signing a corner today. If that happens, we will let you know. But we'll talk a bit about those rumors coming up in 15 minutes as well. You had a list
of,
and you asked me, about one of the coaches, of the top 10 coaches or jobs into this year.
Yeah, this is a random head coach, top 50 head coaches in college football.
Okay.
And you know, obviously Kirby's number one, Dabble's two, Ryan Day is three, Sarkis four, Marcus Freeman is five, Dan Lanning is six, and Kellen DeBoer is seven. And I asked you, I said, is Kellen DeBoer a top 10 coach? Or, you know he has a top 10 job.
Certainly has a top 10 job.
But is he a top 10 coach? Followed by James Franklin, Brian Kelly, and Lincoln Riley.
Yeah, and I don't really have a problem with any of those guys. Like, I want a little bit of the order. Right. I could debate a bit. But, yeah, I mean, obviously the guys at the top are going to be at the top.
Yeah.
I mean, Kirby and Dabo are the only ones active with multiple, and Ryan Day's the only other one active that has one.
Yeah.
So those are going to be the top three. On down after that, I guess what? Like, what do you do? Do you rank it by most recent success? I guess, because Sark's a better coach than Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah. I'm just looking at like I was because you try to find specific coaches like they got Bill Belichick as number 21.
Okay.
Yeah. So you were like,
right. That's obviously do something in college first sort of thing.
Yeah.
But like my thing is just I guess I don't know. Is it hype going into this year? Is it total body of work?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I'd be anxious to talk to Bill Bender about it because you look at these programs like. When you look at where Texas is, I keep saying, well, why is Texas the overwhelming favorite? What have they done? I know they've taken progress and back-to-back semifinals and everything, and that is worth something.
Yeah.
I understand that.
It's definitely a step up from where they were.
Yes, I understand right where it is, and I'm not upset that people are calling them a favorite. They should be. I mean, but I keep asking why, because they lost their whole offensive line. They lost a lot of skilled players. Mm-hmm. They have a new quarterback. I mean, let's call it what it is. Like, Arch ain't played no high-level football. And when the games that he did play high-level didn't look good.
Right.
You know, and I know, again, that's just my opinion about it.
No, and it's a correct opinion. I think my answer to that is sort of twofold. And I don't like either one of the answers, but I think it's what it is. Somebody has to be the favorite.
Yes.
Because it's just kind of, you know, there's arguments for and against all the teams in the top. How deep can you go? Six, seven, eight?
Yeah.
10? I don't know. How many teams deep you think you could make an argument that could win a national championship?
Five?
Okay. Well, then somebody has to be the favorite.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Texas has a Manning.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only, right?
But I think,
to me, that's the only reason that I can think of.
And I was thinking about this the other day. Because
ahead of Penn State Clemson.
We were talking about it last week as far as him, and talking about the quarterback, like, coming back for school. Like, think about that family and their process of everything. They get what they want. And they're very strategic at it.
Right.
You look at Peyton Manning. Peyton was going to be the number one pick in the draft no matter when he left. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to play for the damn Jets. Mm-hmm. So he said, you know what? I'll go back to school. Eli Manning would have been the number one pick the previous year. But then he comes back to school, it's like, huh, I don't want to play for the Chargers.
Yeah. Came out the year and didn't want to play for the team that was going to take him and didn't play for them.
Yeah, I want to play for the Chargers. So, no. Dad, y'all get it done. I don't want to play for the Chargers. I want to play in New York City. Bam, get it done. So that's why when they have a process behind something, because they always do, mm-hmm. they're never, ever cheat that process, lets you know that Art's going to be here for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. It seems like.
Not only that, but also, like, it would surprise me more if he wasn't good than if he was.
Yes.
And not just because you've seen him a little bit, and obviously there was a lot of hype coming in and all that. I just mean, when they think they're right about something, they tend to be.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, even Peyton Manning got cut by the Colts.
Yes.
And he was like, I'm not done. I'm like, next surgery, we got to go. He came back and threw 55 touchdowns like the next year and won a Super Bowl in Denver.
Yes.
Like, they just, they tend to be right about the quarterback position and the process by which they go about things. But I think that's what it is. I mean, I think if his last name was Bunker, I think they'd probably be sixth or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Archie Bunker, that'd be tough.
That would be really tough.
That would actually suck.
That would be really, really tough.
You know how many jokes I heard about that in all through school? You always knew how old a teacher was based on if they made that joke or not.
Really?
Any relation to Archie?
They would really do that?
Every single year on the first day of school. Every single year. Andy Bunker, any relation to Archie? No, not related to a fictional TV character.
Okay.
Good one.
I'm over here looking up famous bunkers, and all they're showing me is like war bunkers.
Which one? Bunker Hill. Yeah, we got that.
Road bunker at St. Andrews.
Yeah, you got the road bunker at St. Andrews, of course. And then military bunkers.
Yes.
Bunker Hill is a good one.
Yes.
Archie Bunker.
Yes.
And
Andy Bunker.
And me.
Andy Bunker.
I have surpassed another guy named Andrew Bunker, who is like a physicist at Oxford.
What do you mean you passed him?
On Google. If you Google Andy Bunker, I come up first.
Oh, word?
Yeah. So whatever physics he was doing
Can you know what?
Blanket.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Because what we're doing over here is better.
Generation X.
Yeah. Man. Curing stuff?
Yeah.
Cool.
We're curing stuff.
So, yeah, we are. We're curing...
the hunger for sports.
We're curing boring drives.
Yeah, the hunger.
You're not having a boring drive.
Yeah, we're curing the hunger for sports.
We're curing the dog days of summer. That's what we're over here curing.
Hell yeah.
Take that, Andy Bunker of Oxford. All that to say, that's the best I can come up with as far as why they're the...
Okay.
I also don't think... And maybe this is a prisoner of the moment, whatever. Maybe it is. How many guys have there ever been this much hype for?
How many guys has it been this much hype for?
Yeah. Oh, man. Like, this feels, even in an age of, I know Tebow and I don't know, who else do we think of that had any sort of level of hype like this? I can't think of anything quite like this.
As far as team or player?
Player.
Oh, man, there's been some hype. There's been a lot of – I think because of where we are, like, when Tebow came back, I mean, that was all – when Peyton came back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they damn near had a national holiday when Peyton came back. I mean, and you're just talking about returning guys.
Well, he's not even really – he's kind of returning.
Kind of returning. But
he's kind of returning.
But, yeah, I can go that. I go Tebow definitely when Peyton came back. Because it's usually the quarterback.
Almost always.
It's not a receiver or something like that. It's usually a quarterback when they decide to come back for their senior year or something like that.
It just feels like a level of hype that's almost unprecedented.
Yes.
And then if he goes out there week one
and balls
against Ohio State, everyone's watching.
Yes.
Whatever you think the hype is at right now, it's going to become insufferable.
Yes. It is going to be a different thing because they need him to go do that. They need him to play well in Ohio State because Ohio State, I mean, I know what they lost. But
Ohio State's favored in that game, by the way.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Number one team in the country, underdogs in the first game.
Wow.
Now it's in Columbus.
Yeah, I know it's in Columbus, but still.
Maybe they're not the number one team. Yeah.
I would have thought that what's it? What is it?
I don't know.
It's
close.
Be a field goal.
It's close.
Yeah, it's got to be just a field goal or
but,
something like that.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
But that kind of speaks to what we said before was like somebody has to be the number one team.
Yeah.
Right,
and they pick Texas,
and I don't argue. Like it's fine.
But I think
all the teams around the top are similar,
and I think that more than anything, a lot similar. And I go with you as far as they got to put somebody there. But that's why I keep asking, why is Texas number one? I'm not saying Georgia should be number one
because if they would have put Penn State number one, I'd have been like, yeah, okay,
yeah. I would have been more at Penn State, but now I go back to, am I listening to what other people are saying about Penn State? I think Penn State's going to be good.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Because of all the talent they brought back. But they still got the guy on the sideline.
Yeah, right. Where was he ranked? Where was James Franklin?
James Franklin was number 8. He was right behind Kevin DeBoer.
Okay. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. Hour number one of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Thanks for being with us on a Trillville Thursday. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.